Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Just reading something that Adam Beasley wrote at ProFootballNetwork.com. You got the NFL meetings going on in Orlando because we were talking about Tua, and I kind of flippantly said at the top of the hour, like, well, give him a contract then. Beasley wrote a story. He's up there in Orlando. He says, we're fast approaching the time when Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa actually has some leverage in his contract talks, but will he use it? It remains to be seen. But based on Mike McDaniel's comments at the league meeting here Monday today, it doesn't sound like the Dolphins are expecting an acrimonious negotiation. The cheapest way for players under contract who feel like it's time for a new deal to get that point across is to skip all or parts of the voluntary offseason program, which for the Dolphins, begins with workouts in 3 weeks. Since it's voluntary, players can withhold their services and protest without getting fined. The Dolphins are used to this negotiating tactic. Connor Williams used it just last year before returning to the team for the start of training camp. But it would be far more disruptive to a Dolphins offense looking to take the next step for their quarterback to go missing for a couple of months than an offensive lineman, which is why a boycott by Tua this spring could actually have some impact on the pace and seriousness of negotiations. And yet, McDaniel did not seem overly concerned that Tua will go missing this spring. And we talked about what he said. With intentionality, I try to keep myself as head of coaching, McDaniel said. Contracts and contract negotiations, those things take time. You know, I do expect Tua to be at OTAs, only because you know my working relationship with Tua. And for 2 years, I've watched Tua gain some unbelievable residuals towards the season in that process. It's part of the reason Tua is who he is, because he's always learning, never staying the same, and always working on his craft. And I know, you know, the one thing he likes to do now in his life, besides be a kick-ass dad to his two children, Ace and Maisie, is play football with his teammates. So that's what I expect. I don't put too much thought beyond that. I understand the business, but I also understand my job with Tua is to make sure that his football is continuing to evolve and the best days are in front of them, which are both our goals. Then Beasley points out Tua's in the final year of his rookie contract, set to make $23.2 million in base salary on the fifth-year option. Spotrac estimates Tua's market value for an extension is 6 years, $303 million, which is $50.4 million annually, which would make him the fifth highest paid player in the NFL. I am surprised that there has been nothing done yet. Not going to lie. I thought a contract would have been signed, sealed, and delivered weeks ago. It's not. It makes me a little curious. Only because you kind of saw with Christian Wilkins, they kind of slow played it, and it seemed like, yeah, we had kind of resigned ourselves that he's leaving. And Barry Jackson pointed out again today, because I don't know if you saw, but the Shaq Barrett numbers were released today.
Yeah.
And Barry Jackson pointed out, he's like, curious to me that they didn't just give Andrew Van Ginkle another million. And I kind of extrapolate that. I go, well, obviously, as good as we thought Van Ginkle was and how much he was loved, and Like, they could have kept him.
They didn't value.
They easily could have kept him. And they obviously didn't value him the way that they did.
Yeah.
So I wonder if there's more to this whole thing or just the enormity of the contract, the complexities of it, that it just takes a while to get it done.
Right. But I mean, shouldn't this be priority number one?
Well, yes and no. Yes, it's priority number one. I think if you are 100% certain that this is your guy and you want him to be the quarterback for the next 5-6 years. But if there's, I don't know, some doubt there, it makes it less a priority. So I don't know. I'm just kind of extrapolating it. What we've seen in other quarterbacks and the contracts are done. And I don't know. Just a little bit curious to me. But, you know, McDaniel, like, he went through pains today to say, I'm not part of the contract negotiation. Like, I don't know. The whole thing is just a slightly interesting to me because but this is the way McDaniel talks, because it would have been so easy to say, I'm expecting him to be there because he is our quarterback for the next 10 years. And we're certain to get a deal done. But he doesn't really talk that way. He never talks in definitives. It's always in roundabouts. So, you know, it just is interesting to me. But Adam Beasley points out, hey, if you see that he does skip OTAs, then you know. Because he's been a very good team player. Christian Wilkins was a good team player. But if he would skip OTAs, then your alarm bells have to go off.
That's the message right there. Hey, clearly the Dolphins and Tua's camp are not on the same page with where he should be making money.
Right. And listen, $23 million a year is nothing to sneeze at. But that ain't $50 million a year.
Nope. No, I mean, 23.
And you can understand Tua and his representation going, wait a second, you know, we did everything. Stayed healthy for all 17 games, started all 17 games, put up record numbers. What more do you need to see? Like, hand him the big giant contract.
$23 million is a lot less than Baker Mayfield is making for the next 3 years. And if I'm Tua and that's what the Dolphins are trying to sign me to, I wouldn't show up to OTAs either. Right?
I don't know. I mean... Yeah, I mean, OTA, like Beasley points out, I mean, you're not going to get fined for it, and it is voluntary, so it's not like missing training camp. Very interesting to see where this thing heads. It really is. It's curious to me, a little bit curious, that it's March 25th, and there's nothing done yet.
I mean, they could be slow playing it just because they want to get through the draft, and, you know, technically X isn't even off the books yet. I mean, there's a lot still here, Hawk, where – They could maneuver Tua's contract and backload it so that they can have more financial opportunities coming up before this season. Like, there's still reason for them to not be in any hurry to get the deal done. But I'm with you. I mean, OTAs are coming up. You want your quarterback. If you're the Dolphins, and everything they've been telling us, Greer and McDaniel, outside of today, were that they feel like he's their long-term answer at the position, and they want to have him here long-term. With everything they've been saying, you would feel like this would be priority number one, and they'd put everything together to come and make this deal happen so that there's no questions going into the draft. There's not this looming situation hanging over Miami after OTAs and the NFL draft comes.
Be interesting to watch. I still think that it gets done, but again, I thought it would have been done a month ago. So I still think it gets done, but it's certainly interesting to...
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.